So you ready to do this? All right, let's roll with the news.
It's time for the most insightful wrestling show today. Wrestling Weekly is on the air.
Are we ready?
I'm very excited.
Please join us in the chat room at WrestlingWeekly.com to submit questions for tonight's guests.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Doc Young.
He is my friend.
And the inimitable Les Thatcher.
He's a legend. He's one of the greatest of all time.
You're listening to Wrestling Weekly.
The most dominant force in this business today.
And it all starts tonight.
Yeah.
We're the stars of this piece of...
And now, your host for Wrestling Weekly, Doc Young and legendary Les Thatcher.
Doc Young, Les Thatcher here with you at Wrestling Weekly. And before we begin, Les, I do want to say a very happy birthday to my good friend. Yes, he's my good friend, the Honky Tonk Man.
Wayne Ferris, by God, the Honky Tonk Man. Yeah, you know what? Maybe I've known him longer than you have. I don't know. I know.
Probably.
When he was Wayne Ferris, he was working the Knoxville territory. That would have been 80 or 81, I'm not sure. But, yeah, Wayne's a good old boy. I worked on a DVD project with him in Vegas, a couple shoots at a studio out there last year, and along with Nick Bockwinkel and Jim Duggan and George Animal Steel. What a crew. But anyway, we had a good time. And it's infomercial someplace. Being, I know people told me they've seen it. So anyway,
Wayne Ferris, yes, happy birthday to you.
I see, God, Doc, you know everybody.
I do. I know them all.
Yeah.
And they you know, people always say, oh, he only gets all these guests because of Les. Not true.
No, absolutely not. I don't know most of these people.
That's right. Speaking of people you don't know, we've got Dave Hebner coming up tonight.
Yeah. I haven't known Dave since, since he was working as assistant for Joe Murnicka. Joe's promoting Richmond for the Crockett family for Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, you guys don't go back a long way.
Yeah, yeah, we sure do.
And we've got Matt Morgan coming up tonight, so it's going to be a good show. So stick in there and hang
stay
in there with
to
us.
Them, right? Okay, Doc. Okay.
Let's get to some. Before we get to the news, though, I do want to make an announcement.
Here's the big news. Yes, go ahead.
This is America.
Well, I shouldn't say America. World, prepare
yes.
for this. Prepare for
this. This is our last show on Wednesday. We are moving to Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern starting next week. This is the last time we're moving. I swear, Les Thatcher.
You, all of you out there listening or in the chat room, are wondering what's going on here, right? Well. And understand, Doc is a child of the 60s. He's a flower child. And these are acid flashbacks. I don't know. I'm just I'm along for the ride here, too.
So starting next Thursday,
then we are going to lock in because we've run out of days to move to.
Yes, there's
right?
no more days to move to. We're stuck.
It's going to be 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right?
That's right.
So you guys in New Zealand and you guys in England... Figure that one out. I don't know.
Oh, that guy last week that we talked about, he asked a question on the show. I said he was from New Zealand.
Yeah.
He's been chewing me out all week. He's actually from Australia.
Uh-oh.
So
right.
I had to make that clear.
That's great. You know, that's really cool. But we appreciate you, whatever time it is there, for hanging and following us from town to town.
Yes.
From day to day. I don't know either.
Following us day to day, we do appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell my wife it's okay. We have to rearrange our lives again.
And we will have, we're not moving from the spot. Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. starting next week. That's our spot. That's where we're staying. Okay. Let's get to the news, Les.
All right. What's the big news is the WB and the UPN merger, right?
Yeah, the WB and the UPN networks are going to merge. They're going to create one new network this fall called the CW. The CW is going to have a schedule of 6 nights of prime time and 1 night of pre-prime time from 5 to 7 Eastern. They're also going to have a 5-hour Saturday morning animation block, which is going to be cool for me. Because I love my cartoons.
Of course. The diversity of my co-hosts never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah.
From Mickey Mouse to bra and panty matches. I mean, there's nothing in that spectrum left untouched.
Absolutely not.
Okay,
Variety reports that SmackDown is going to air on the network for at least the next 2 years. So that's good news for WWE. All right.
Okay.
So it's
you
big
want
news.
To comment? I don't know. Well, yeah. I mean, that's great. Sure. Because at some point, you can only hop networks so often. And then, you know, it's just like changing times. I see where NBC's putting Law & Order opposite Lost, which is in this actual time slot right now, Eastern, starting in March, and a couple other moves. I think that's kind of, well, maybe not always, but I think that's kind of points toward a downward cycle for us. We've got one foot in the grave. When I started to say that, I said, my God, where does that leave us on the food chain, right?
The network is not moving us, though.
I'm not going to write the decline and fall of WCW.
I don't know if you've heard about this. According to the Portland Tribune, former WWE wrestler Billy Jack Haynes was hospitalized last week after someone worked him over with brass knuckles outside a body shop.
Yeah. I did hear about that, and I was I'm thinking, wow, you know, he was pretty. You know, I didn't know Billy well. Actually, didn't know. You know, we just met and a couple times, but everything I hear, you know, he was a pretty bad dude.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of surprised.
It says that the owner of the body shop, Jimmy Longoria, called the ambulance, and he said that Hayes and he were conversing in the yard when a third party, unknown to Longoria, took offense at something that Hayes said and attacked him. Other eyewitnesses who couldn't provide a positive identification said there were two attackers. According to the article, the Portland police are investigating the possibility there might be more to the story that meets the eye. So something will that
shady, you think?
Could be, and something
all
that
right.
the Portland News is going to be looking at.
All right, so that I don't know. It never the never ending story, right?
Never.
You know, on something positive for the wrestling community.
Yes.
Stacy Keibler.
Yes.
She's ranked one or two in this competition. It's been on for 3 weeks. Tomorrow night begins the fourth week. And she's doing phenomenal. She's getting rave reviews, and she's giving a lot of positive publicity for the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's great. I mean,
and she's hot.
Yeah, and in such a concentrated area, and this should carry, I think, through the ratings. You know, it was period in February, so.
I love me some Stacy.
Yeah, well, yeah, for the obvious reasons.
No,
but
she really is.
Even if she were as ugly as a horned toad, I'd say thank you for getting this positive publicity. I mean, really.
Yeah, all kidding aside, she really is a fantastic dancer.
Did you watch Raw?
Yes, I did.
All right. Well, I DVR'd it, or TiVo'd it, or whatever the current slang expression for we electronic geniuses is. I don't know. But anyway, and watched it actually yesterday. But I had read reviews, several reviews on the net, from the Shawn Michaels, Shelton Benjamin match that it was bad, indifferent.
Really?
And I watched it, and it was textbook. They built, they started slow, they built, they worked the hold, they went back to the hold, they built a story, they went in and got their false finishes, if you listen to the crowd, if you've got it on your TiVo or DVR or whatever, listen to it as well as watch it, and listen to them take the people on the emotional roller coaster ride. It's a good, solid match. There wasn't a lot of crazy bumps, you know, and this, that, and the other thing, but, yeah.
And this was a match that people called bad.
I'd love to see that particular match every night in all the little arenas. It would mean that everybody's learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, seriously, if whoever the reviewer is that says it's bad or mediocre or indifferent, wow. Then they've gone to a lot of shows and seen a lot of really bad stuff.
Damn that Bruce Mitchell.
Yeah, exactly. No, seriously, you know, I was amazed because I expected to see some. I'm thinking, what kind of clunker do these guys have?
Mm-hmm.
But it was solid. It was, you know, they built, again, they told a story. They built to their climax. They started slow, built to their climax.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what you're supposed to do.
Wow. Well, I enjoyed the match.
Well, okay.
I can't really pin it down and tell you why I enjoy matches and
well,
why I don't enjoy a match.
Well, then, you know, whatever the reason, the fact is if you're into it. But, I mean, there you go, too. You got, you know, just because everybody's not screaming and leaping and jumping doesn't mean they're not affected by what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, it's not about the cheap pop. It's about something sustaining. And these guys built it as a night, you know, they worked the whole and built to a climax.
And we spoke last week about Quiet Heat.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we were talking about Lincoln and the Gettysburg Address, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where there was stunned silence after it was over. And he thought, man, if I laid an egg here, they won't, there'll be no bookings here again, right?
Yeah.
But it became one of the great speeches of all time.
Yeah. So you never know.
No, absolutely. You know, well, you know, and you can't panic if there's not instant noise. There shouldn't have to be. That's why I hate to see, well, it's not necessarily all in the indies, but I hate to see when the bell rings, the baby face starts stomping his foot, clapping his hands, trying to get some kind of reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I just paid $30 for a seat. Show me something in there, and I'll react, right?
That's what half the fans are like anyway.
I'm not tipping the waiter till after I've had the meal,
mm-hmm.
right?
So you're not a fan of that?
I hate it.
Right.
Well, it's cheap. You know, it's excuse me, but it's like, hey, I sung the national anthem with a flag and everybody stood up. I got a standing O, didn't I?
Yeah, I guess so.
But you see my point?
Uh-huh.
You know? I mean, yeah, no. Yeah, I don't see the value in it. I really don't.
More news to get to. MTV is going to be producing and filming the pilot episode of a new wrestling promotion in conjunction with California's Big Vision Entertainment. The event is going to take place in Los Angeles, California next month, and it's going to feature talent like Sean Waltman, Teddy Hart, Jack Evans, New Jack, Vampiro, Justin Credible, and Matt Sydal. What's that?
No, I mean, a lot of diverse. I mean, I know most of those guys, and, you know, but there's a lot of diverse personalities.
Oh, yeah. There. Absolutely.
I don't know. See, there, I heard, too, in a conversation that somebody on a smaller scale, small wrestling company that the network there, or the company they're with, is trying to give input now. See, that's. That's like if I televise Major League Baseball, if I have the Cincinnati Reds here in my hometown, I don't go down and try to tell them how to play baseball because I'm the broadcaster.
Right.
Right? You know, it's amazing. Well, this is the same deal with Spike, and I'm sure TNA and Spike both should understand. If they both don't, I'm sure TNA does, that you're walking a fine line there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I always do, you know, it's like fans catch you in a parking lot or something. Hey, man, this, you know, wouldn't this be a great match? Yeah, okay. You know, and move along, right, even if it was a horrible idea.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it's just, wow. You know, I don't know. It's like, hey, I've been in wrestling. Let me produce your show. Well, in my case, I can to a certain degree, but probably not at a network. You know, I've never worked at that level either. You know, production. Well, I guess I have at TBS, but anyway, now I'm talking to myself, aren't I? Anyway, no, but you know, they're going to sync it with music. It's going to be an MTV product.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I don't know, but I don't see that as competition either.
No.
You know, I think they're looking for a program. They're looking to fill an hour or 2 hours or whatever it happens to be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you stop and look, it's even the, like VH1, MTV, are those the music channels? Well, yeah, kind of. You know, but they're not. It's not 24/7 like it used to be.
No, absolutely
right?
Not.
Everybody's diversifying, trying to get that number.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know, it's a never-ending battle, which in many ways might be good for wrestling, but then in the other ways, the product becomes diluted, and there's a lot of inferior product being used at a lower level. Which is not a good endorsement for the product, period. You know,
no.
at any level, right?
Absolutely not.
You know, well, you know, it's like if Ford Motor Company produces some horrible home video type of commercial, you know, unless, you know, I mean, unless it's meant to be that way as a joke and it comes across as a joke, then that kind of says something for their product, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, we took Doc's home movie camera and shot it out in the backyard. We don't have a lot of faith in our products, so we're not going to invest a lot of money in advertising, basically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's, will MTV have a good product? I'm sure production-wise, sure. And then, see, that depends who's going to, you know, not so much who the talent is, and there, like I say, there's some personalities here, but who is mining the store? Who's putting it together,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's like, well, hey, we just signed Shawn Michaels, Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Kurt Angle, you get my point, all this cream of the crop talent, but it's like the Yankees aren't the Yankees without Joe Torre at the helm,
mm-hmm.
right? If you or I are their managing, they're not going the same place.
Right.
You know, so that's all that's relevant, too. So it's not just so much, hey, we got network money behind us, you know, this or that. It's, I mean, there's a lot of you know, factors that come into play.
Yeah. What did you think about the Spirit Squad?
I hate to say this, but I've seen it done because we did it first. I won't say first. We did it 3 or 4 years ago with Pepper Parks when we formed. Pepper and Chet Jablonski came out of Buffalo, New York, high school graduate, you know, childhood friends. And came and moved to Cincinnati to train to be wrestlers. So anyway, when we put the group together, the A-Squad, it became, was Chet, the Chet Jablonski was the consummate four-letter, athlete,
mm-hmm.
The consummate jock. Pepper Parks was the cheerleader, the male cheerleader. Brock Cuffman was a super sports agent. And then from that, Dean Jablonski, who we can talk about later, who was released from his developmental contract just a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I had him ready to go, he became a Jablonski too, and then later it was Derek Nykerk. But what I was getting to the point that particular faction in our company, Pepper's back wrestling. He took a hiatus and went to help his dad with a mom and pop business they had up in Buffalo. But he was on a roll. He did the Super 8 his last year before he retired, and. Is just now coming back. He's the HWA heavyweight champion currently. But Chet the Jet has a developmental contract. Dean did until yesterday. And Derek Nykerk does as well. He's down at Deep South. And BJ Whitmer, which was part of the, filled in toward the end of the thing, is high up on the ladder with Ring of Honor. So that was quite, you know, quite a legacy, you know, family tree for those guys.
Here's a little bit about the Spirit Squad. Consisted of Johnny Jeter.
Yeah, now there's a kid that's really busted his hump to become something. He's got a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm. Ken Doan, Mike Nemeth, Mike Mondo, and Nick Mitchell. Jeter's been a top talent in OVW for some time now. Doan has also been in OVW and had a highly praised feud with CM Punk in the territory. Nemeth was on Raw for a short time last year playing Kerwin White's caddy.
Right.
And Mondo is an indie wrestler from the New York area.
Well, you could hear what the people were doing. They weren't real excited about it.
I was stunned.
Well, it's just doing something to be doing. You know, it's one of those great ideas that looks good on paper, and when we talk about it and then when we see it, well, maybe it wasn't really a great idea.
I think the next time is going to be telling, the next time they show them just how much heat. I mean, it was totally unexpected for these guys to come out there, and you could see the stunned look on people's faces when they came out. It mirrored the same look that I had on my face. I was like, what is this?
Well, you know, here's something that I think would dilute the whole thing. You know me well enough to know it's about details and logic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if one of these, were there six of them, I think?
One, two, three, four, five.
Five, okay, five of them. Now, if one of them wrestles a single, do the other four come and sit ringside? If it does, that dilutes the whole thing, too, because then you know you're going to have all these involvements.
Right.
And it's just so obvious at that point, right? So,
it kind of blends them a little bit, too, with singles wrestlers.
I don't know, what are you trying to sell? I mean, I can the guys work? Can they wrestle? You know, to me, there's the bottom line.
Yeah, you have your set of questions, and Vince has his set of questions. Vince's questions are, what can we sell now? Megaphones, pom-poms.
Okay.
Well, really?
You know, you can't sell them if people aren't into the particular faction,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can see what Einstein say about insanity. It's doing the same things over and over and expecting a different result.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, did the factions work back when they had the house painters? That's what I call the Puerto Rican guys. Well, they all wore the white painter's pants, right? The house painters and the nation domination,
right.
The bikers, chains, and that crew.
It got to be a little too much.
Well, exactly. And the point was the business was down, and that didn't pick it up.
No.
You know, it was in one of its valleys, and that did not pick it up. So,
but I am missing factions, and I am missing stables.
Well,
and,
of course you are.
And this, but this isn't it. You know, this is what I was looking for.
Well, you know, and this, it kind of fits in with Orlando Jordan starting his bisexual thing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we talking about this? What program is this?
I don't know.
Dr. Ruth, where are you? No. You know, we watched Hustle and, hey, I can recommend Hustle and Flow. We got the DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie. It really was. And it's about a pimp and his hoes, and he's wanting to do rap music. And anyway, I won't tell you the whole story, but it captivated me, and I see why it's been nominated for awards. And the guy, the lead actor, whose name escapes me right at the moment, everybody did a good job. It put, you know, well, you have to see it, but there's a reason for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, or like Brokeback Mountain, which is about two bisexual guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are both married, I guess, with children, as far as I haven't seen the movie. But it's done how? It's called Tastefully, right?
Yeah.
It's not slapstick comedy. It's not baggy pants burlesque comedy. It's not lowbrow. So it's not so much the subject matter, but how do you handle it? I think there's... And what audience are you actually playing to? It's not a case of, gee, this is the audience I'd like to have, so I'm doing this, right? You, you know, that's like me paying $100 to see the Stones and they want to start playing classical music. Excuse me, Mick, give me my 2 hours worth for the 100 beans, okay, man?
Right.
And then you can go off on Chopin, but not now. That's not what I bought the ticket for. And I just get the feeling... as much as I hate to say this, is that the audience doesn't come to the building to see Edge and Lita have sex, right?
Right.
Or Sheldon's mama hit on Vince. I just don't think. I mean, I can't imagine that conversation. Honey, hurry up and get dressed. We're going to go see Sheldon's mama hit on Vince. Okay, cool. You know.
I got to put my face on.
Or I'm buying the pay-per-view to see which boy kisses which boy. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't think so.
It's a little flavoring, I guess, thrown into the mix.
You know, and I'm not adverse to that, but I'm just, again, if it means, well, it's like Julian Hall's mole or wart or...
Whatever it
is. Protrusion, whatever, yeah. You know what value it was? To take it off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what, you know, a few people made some snide remarks over months and months of time, and there you go, right?
And that was all it was worth.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, actually, it wasted a lot of people in makeup's time putting the damn thing on their face.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess they got to get paid somehow.
Well, you know, but I mean, it's just, you know, whatever. The boogeyman thing is, you know, some people, I've heard some people come and say it's a most over-character, and I wouldn't disagree with that. And the guy does a really great job of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that should be the sizzle, not the steak.
Mm-hmm.
And the point I'm getting at now is there's getting to be more sizzle than there is steak.
Yeah.
You know, it's at some point it's self-defeating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not... And I understand they're trying to fill time because they've got they're low on the roster. You know, they're not deep with solid talent that can go out there and dig.
Right.
You know, but
who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But the Spirit Squad, I think, has probably got a short shelf life. I mean, you know, I just don't see it really.
Well, I don't either.
Why, you know, here's my problem. While we're on this subject, Eminem, here's a spoiler for SmackDown. I read this Eminem job to, was it Big Show or Mark Henry? Mark Henry, maybe. Mark Henry. And again, I love Mark death. He really is a good guy. He and I've gotten to know him over the years, and he's really a good guy. But why job these guys out? This is one of the best tag teams you've had in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why castrate them? Why make them impotent? I mean, there's no sense in it. You've got these guys down in development like the Spirit Squad guys, and that's not disrespectful, but all of us, when we started, were looking at the lights on a nightly basis until we learned our business, until we, you know, earned the right to look down at the canvas for the three count opposed up at the lights.
Right.
You know, so, or some of these independent guys who would love to get on your TV just to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the other night with Big Show, Lance Cade, and who else did they send out there? And I thought, man, this is just a waste. These guys, they're not the next Stone Cold Steve Austin, Doc, but they're guys who can make the undercard and the middle card solid. And then, you know, where you don't have to be concerned with everything over and over again. But you have to keep, back in the day, when the territories, there were the guys in mid-card, heel and babyface, who were versatile enough that, say, you're an incoming heel, and I'm that mid-card babyface, that when you work your way to me, then you and I may work a couple-week program, a short little story thing, you know, angle. And then I finally get you over because that's your next leap as to the top tier of baby faces where you're going to work with the top two or three heels.
Mm-hmm.
But then once I've done that job for you, then I'm going to get my heat back by getting a couple wins over some baby faces on the lower card. You know, but of course your talent being able to portray this comes into play as obviously too.
Right.
But those kind of guys are valuable. You know, I mean they really are. And, you know, it's just, it's a way, you know, bring the guys in from the indies and say, okay, Big Show's going to, you know, show slam me in 30 seconds and give the kid his money, and I'm sure he'll be tickled to death.
Mm-hmm.
But you looked, and you never know what you might discover there, too. But, I mean, they used to do that anyway. But it's just, I think these guys are under contract, have much more of a shelf life, and are better utilized than to just go out there and be chopping meat.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I see what you're getting at, and I know it's not right. But what they're trying to do is just build Mark Henry as this big monster for his main event run. But I see where you're going with that. They really should have used a couple indie guys, and
sure,
they would have loved it.
And I honestly, unless you're getting Big Show over to whatever your potential new audience or the percentage of turnover per year, you get my point.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to refresh their memory that he is this big and he can beat three guys, or that Mark Henry is this big and he can beat three guys. Well, Henry's just coming back, so I can understand. You know, he's been gone for several months, and so obviously, you know, there would be people that have caught on since then that would not know who Mark was. But still, you know, there's that's what you use the lesser-known talent for. And do the people know? Sure. Well, the people know that Big Show's has a big match coming up, and if he's going out there with three guys, he's going to beat three guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's not like, oh, gee, I wonder what's going to happen. You know, or as it were, you know, Helmsley comes out and talks his thing. But, I mean, the point is, you know, there's a better way to utilize your talent in developmental or the independent guys that you're scouting and looking at and come in for the afternoon workouts.
Right. We got two real quick news items to go, and then we're going to get to Hot Topic.
Okay.
WWE has reportedly released OVW developmental talent Dean Visk sometime over the last several days. Word is that WWE simply didn't think he was improving at all in OVW. Now, this is one of your boys that you've trained.
Yes, and I just talked to him earlier today when I read it on the Internet, too. That can be quite an emotional time, and... you know, I wanted to check in and see what was up with Dean.
Mm-hmm.
He's handling, you know, he's very positive about it. He's going to keep wrestling. Dean is a registered nurse, so he's got something to fall back on. But he said, you know, I love this, and I'm going to keep at it. You know,
yeah.
I figure I'm going to work to get that deal back. And I'll tell you what, he's You know, he certainly wasn't released because of his lack of work ethic or passion or dedication or anything like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's always put his nose to grindstone and dig. We're going to have him on the show at some point and, you know, to talk about his experience because it's been all positive for Dean. It's been a long haul. I'll save the story for when he's on and we can talk about it, but I think it would be quite interesting.
Excellent.
You know, but, yeah, but he'll be back maybe. And then on the other hand, Chrissy Vane, we talked, got a contract.
Mm-hmm.
And had the opportunity to work with her. Steamer and I worked with her through a couple camps, and I talked to her last week, and I'll see her at this before she actually becomes property of the WWE. She's going to do the camp next month. And we've moved, by the way, from Spindale. We're moving radio shows and seminars. I'm lost, Doc.
yeah.
I need a calendar. But anyway, we're moving to Shelby, North Carolina for the 17th, 18th, and 19th of February. Dr. Tom, myself, Terry Taylor from TNA, and for Friday only, The Return of the Dragon. Steamer's
yeah.
going to come in and help us train on that Friday, and then there's a show there that Friday night with the Lightning Express, if you're not aware who that is. That's Tim Horner and Brad Armstrong against the infamous Midnight Express.
Cool.
So, yeah, all the information, that's on the EPWT site. But
EPWT.com.
Thank you, sir.
It was reported on numerous websites late last night that Samoa Joe has been forced to cancel his upcoming Ring of Honor appearance this week due to a severe staph infection. Now, if we have time a little bit later in the show, we're going to get to what Joe issued. He issued a statement on there on his MySpace, and we'll get to that whole story in a little bit. But we do have to keep moving on here because we've got Hot Topic coming up from UPW. It's Irish Pete Doyle joining us this week. And he's going to be talking about the Hot Topics. Stick around. We've got Matt Morgan coming up, Dave Hebner, and much, much more on Wrestling Weekly. It's Doc Young and Les Thatcher, the legend, here on Wrestling Weekly. We're going to be right back after this, guys.
We know, you hate this part, but Wrestling Weekly will return after this short break.
Why are you doing this to me?
Brothers and sisters, we're here for one reason and one reason alone.
What's up, gang? The Trey Dog here with my tag team partner,
JFK.
Are you looking for the latest and greatest in wrestling media?
Check out our brand new site, www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
The new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows, such as
Wrestling News Live,
WTR Sunday Nights,
Monday Night Mayhem,
Wrestling Weekly,
and Trash Talking Radio.
Also, a brand new show that will cover the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games. Not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media,
visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Country boys gon' rock and roll. Yeah, the record man's home, so you'll never get it on the radio. Well, I'm a crazy son of a
bad word,
but I know I'm gonna make it big and rich. Yeah, I'm gonna let it
www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Here's the latest news and information on total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip. Just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
And now
it's time for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, this is Adam Martin from WrestleView.com with some breaking news. For all the latest and greatest in wrestling media, check out a brand new website at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com, the new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows such as WTR Sunday Nights, Wrestling News Live, Monday Night Mayhem, Wrestling Weekly, and Trash Talking Radio. Also, a brand new show that will cover all the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games, not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media, visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. This has been a breaking news update from WrestleView.com. I'm Adam Martin.
Back to you!
I like this music. Doc Young, Les Thatcher, back here with you at Wrestling Weekly.
What was that?
I'm just singing.
That was that, Doc. Okay, that's your interpretation.
A little bit of that California love, baby.
Doc's attempt to be American Idol, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I watched American Idol tonight, and I missed the ending because we had to get ready for the show, but it was good stuff.
You know, well, I haven't seen it yet on the West Coast. So.
It's kind of like watching independent wrestling.
Okay.
That's great.
50 guys.
Only I wish there were judges there to tell people, please take another day job.
Yeah, 50.
Maybe
then
we would never see Lex Luger or Marcus Bagwell in the ring.
50 guys who think they can, and two or three that actually can.
There you go.
You know.
Want to welcome for Hot Topic right now from UPW, it's Irish Pete Doyle. Pete, thanks for being on Wrestling Weekly for Hot Topic this week.
It's a pleasure as always. I'm in such great company.
Yes.
Oh, you sure are, Pete. Let's
exactly.
Start on an introduction. Give me a better introduction this next time, Doc.
Okay.
I am nobody.
So what's going on, Pete? What's the hot topic this week?
Not a whole lot. Well, you know, my favorite pay-per-view of the year is coming up this Sunday. Of course, Mania is, like, huge. That's the pinnacle of this business, I guess, but... Mm-hmm. Royal Rumble is my all-time favorite ever since I was a kid. And I like that they're going back with the little promos throughout, you know, Raw and SmackDown with superstars, you know, predicting that they're going to win the Royal Rumble. It kind of gives a kind of nostalgia feel to it. And, you know, I kind of hope that they're going back to old school. I know Vince's promo with Shawn the other night kind of got some quizzical looks from certain people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, why he would mention Phil Poppin and stuff like that. But as always with Vince, you know, he has a promo that means something, and I think people take him literally, and they don't know how to, you know, identify the character of Vince McMahon from the actual person Vince McMahon.
There are so many Vince McMahons, are there not?
Oh, there are, isn't there?
Yes.
You would know just as well.
And we've seen a whole lot of them this last year.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. When you own a multi-million dollar company, and it's not where you want it to be, you got to do what you got to do. And people will no matter what you do, people will say, well, that's wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, eventually you got to say, well, you know what? Screw you guys, because I give you this, you crap on it. I give you this, you crap on it. So I'm going to do it my way. And if you don't like it, you can go to hell, because you're going to crap on it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So I might as well do it the way I want to do it.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of shoot.
Sure.
Possibly.
You know, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not, you know? I mean, it comes a certain point in time where you got to say, you know, enough's enough. You know, I try to give you guys everything. You guys don't understand the business logistics of this industry, you know? And this is Vince talking to the fans, I feel. And if you can't understand that, then, you know, I understand your fans, but it's like a basketball team, like the Pistons, you know, sitting out our test for how long, you know? And then they go and trade him to the Kings, you know. I'm sure people are saying, well, that's kind of dumb. I was like, well, I'm sure the owner of the Pistons, I hope I have the team right, the Pistons, has, you know, I'm sure he has the team's best interest in mind. People make business decisions for certain reasons. And sure, I've even questioned a lot of business decisions, even when I was working there.
Mm-hmm. No,
my head.
Not really. Come on.
You know, but at the end of the day, say it ain't my freaking company, you know?
Right.
And if you want to be employed there, you got to go with it. You know, it's the same thing where a talent gets released and people go, well, that's ridiculous. Creator says they don't have anything for him, and so why release him? You know, well, if you don't have anything for him, the guy's getting paid for no reason, the downside, which is not that great, but still, it's better. It's still money coming out of the company for no reason.
Mm-hmm. EL, okay. EL in the chat room, he says that Vince is too obsessed with the shock factor. And Jason says that Vince's character is coming off as just weird and creepy lately.
Well, let me get to that, but let me finish this point real quick.
Sure.
No offense to the guys in the chat room. But people, you know, get all over WWE or any promotion when they release guys, they say they have no storylines for them. Yet, when you have a talent like Shelton Benjamin, and you give him a storyline just for the sake of giving him a storyline, I know it's not the greatest storyline, but isn't it better than saying we have nothing for you, you're fired?
Exactly.
You know, no matter what they do, there's no winning by some people. You can please some of the time, but you can't please all the people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's people in the chat room saying, you know, Vince is weird and Vince is this and Vince is that. Well, you know, we are our own people and we're all different. I'm sure, you know, some of us to Vince would probably be weird because to us we're normal, but if that makes sense. But, you know, he's a multimillionaire, and I'm sure your life is a whole lot different and you have a whole different attitude towards the creative product when you have that much of a company that you're sitting on top of that you have to keep going, you have to answer to people each week, why are ratings dropping? Well, if this were 2 years ago and our ratings have dropped down back down, I'm going to pull it back out of the hat again and try to make it work again, you know, 2 years later.
Right.
And sometimes I do. I sit there and I say, Jesus, there was no need for that. But at the end of the day, I do understand it's from a business standpoint. He's sure the shock factor. And Vince said this many times when I was working there. You know, a bad column would come out in a certain magazine when we were in town. Like, you know, instead of promoting the show, they'd probably crap on the wrestling business, which, believe it or not, the media has done before.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, and Vince would say, well, you know, sorry. Vince will say, you know, well, so what? Any publicity is good publicity. Because at the end of the day, the name's getting out there. People are talking about it. And if some guy is at the water cooler, some wrestling fan at work is at the water cooler the next morning, and he's mentioned about WWE, man, you see that last week, and people are hearing the name, they're like, wow, did they do that? Because let's put it this way. You go by a car wreck, you're going to see some gruesome stuff, but how many looky-loos are going to stop and take a look and want to see what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with shock value on TV.
Les, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm appalled. No.
Well, it's nice working with you guys.
You got it all wrong. No, seriously.
No, you know,
that wouldn't be the first time.
Honestly, I think the shock value thing came up earlier, and I think it's kind of like little boy cried wolf. At some point, you know, the wolf's not coming. You know, I think the live sex numbers jump was simply people coming on board at that point in the show to see just how goofy are these people going to get. Not that anybody expected to actually see sex.
Right.
I just, like, I was entertained by the way, I hate these long interviews, especially sometimes, well, everybody can't do them, but I thought what Cena did with telling the story and putting Lita and Edge down at the same time in his promo Monday night was worth the watch. I just think the shock value is wore out. You know,
yeah, I think it can. I think it is starting to get there. And I think, but by doing, you know, we're going to have live sex, I think you're attracting, instead of attracting wrestling fans, you know, you're attracting a different audience. And if you're trying to turn them onto wrestling, you know, that's one thing. But I would like to go back to the basics with Vince's promo saying, go back to the old days, you know. I hope he's going to go back to old school, especially with Saturday Night's Main Event coming up, with the promos where they used to do them. Get back to basic wrestling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you hear words coming out of guys' mouths that, you know, aren't those guys' words.
True.
And you can't, well, I don't care if it's in the movies or in the wrestling business, you can't sell a character that you yourself don't believe in or aren't comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's why actors are allowed to pick and choose roles.
Right.
You know? Where the sad thing with wrestlers, they're not. Well, again, I was saying earlier, too, some of these young guys, they are of value. I would shuffle them if I don't have anything for them up at the two big shows. shuffle them into the developmental territories, add a couple more developmental territories, and they have numerous values down there, as I've stated before. But you can't. Years ago, a guy could go to another territory. You don't have that option any longer.
No.
But, you know,
I totally agree. I think WWE should create territories that are owned by WWE, and just go. And it's back to the old days where talent is being developed everywhere.
Sure.
And eventually get brought up to the big time. I totally agree with that.
You know, it's hard to draw on the indies. When we had some of the developmental guys along with our own guys, we were like a flea market not too far here from my home. We ran it on a start on a monthly basis. We put as many as almost 700 people in there. And, but we were consistently, at 300 or better.
Mm-hmm.
And so it helps the smaller promotion exist, too. I mean, all these things are productive, I think, within the company. It's just, I think another thing, the company's growing so fast, that you have only so many fingers on the little Dutch boy to plug the holes in the dam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The bigger you get, the more problems you're going to create for yourself anyway.
Absolutely. Pete, I want to thank you for being on for Hot Topic tonight. We'll see you again in a few weeks. Don't forget to check out Pete's website, Pimp That Website.
I haven't even updated in a year. I ain't going to touch it.
Oh,
I wouldn't even pimp that if it was UPW.com. Try that one.
That's what I was going to say, UPW.
They have that pretty awful.
Do they have any nude pictures of Irish Pete Doyle?
What's that?
They got some stills of the China video I heard over there.
Right.
UPW.com.
Yeah, the sad thing is she looks more manly than I do.
We're not going there. Pete, want to thank you for being on. We'll see you next time, okay?
Hey, you guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Pete Doyle, Irish Pete Doyle here on Wrestling Weekly. Les, it's time for our first guest.
Okay.
We are going to take a break, guys. When we come back, Dave Hebner from TNA.
I got my fingers crossed.
Yes, is going to be here. I'm not even going to jinx it.
Actually, from Universal, right?
Yeah.
That's his company, yeah.
He is going to be here.
An affiliate of TNA.
Yes.
All right.
We're going to take a break, and Dave Hebner, when we come back here on Wrestling Weekly.
You're listening to Wrestling Weekly Radio. We suck just a little bit less than everybody else.
You are absolutely right. You do suck.
Hey, do you find that wrestling is more to you than just a passing fancy? Do you need to know more about your favorite wrestler? Do you absolutely have to know all about their history? You, my friend, aren't just passionate. You're obsessed.
Geez, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
We have a fix for that.
Throw me a frickin' bone here. Need the info.
Check out obsessedwithwrestling.com. All the info you need to know about everyone. Located at www.obsessedwithwrestling.com. Histories, title info, bios, aliases, real names.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
If wrestling isn't just a passion, then an obsession. Check out www.obsessedwithwrestling.com today.
Brothers and sisters, we're here for one reason, and one reason alone.
What's up, gang? The Trey Dog here with my tag team partner,
JSK.
Are you looking for the latest and greatest in wrestling media?
Check out our brand new site, www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
The new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows, such as
Wrestling News Live,
WTR Sunday Nights,
Monday Night Mayhem,
Wrestling Weekly,
and Trash Talking Radio.
Also, a brand new show that will cover the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games. Not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media,
visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Country boys don't rock and roll. Yeah, the record man's home, so you'll never get it on the radio. Well, I'm a crazy son of a...
Bad word.
but I know I'm gonna make it big and rich. Yeah, I'm gonna let it rip.
www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Here's the latest news and information on total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip is just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
And now it's time for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, this is Adam Martin from WrestleView.com with some breaking news. For all the latest and greatest in wrestling media, check out a brand new website at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com, the new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows such as WTR Sunday Nights, Wrestling News Live, Monday Night Mayhem, Wrestling Weekly, and Trash Talking Radio. Also, a brand new show that will cover all the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games, not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media, visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. This has been a breaking news update from WrestleView.com. I'm Adam Martin.
Back to you!
Hey, it's Morristown, Bristol, Viking Hall, or somewhere.
Good.
That'd be great.
Doc Young, Les Thatcher, back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. On the line right now is our special guest, Dave Hebner. Dave, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight.
Well, thank you for having me on there. About time. I've been waiting 6 years to get on your show.
There's a long waiting list, but we're glad that you made it.
Boy, you start at the back and cut them loose and bring me to the front.
When Doc told me the story about why you weren't with us last week, I said, well, I've heard some good my dog ate my homework stories. but that was one of the better ones. David, you still have a great creative mind. I don't care how old you get. Well, we were just talking. You started with Joe Murnick, you and your brother, in Richmond, Virginia, in the late 70s, when it was a hell of a territory.
Oh, it was a great territory, man. I mean, it was an unbelievable territory. It was one of the best you could be in. AWA was another great one you could be in. Down in Florida with Eddie Graham.
Yep.
Bill Watts.
There's a lot of good territories. You and Earl did more than just referee for Joe, right? I mean, you helped with promotion, posters, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, promotions, handling the towns, putting the rings up, taking the ring down, and stuff like that.
So, and then you and I hooked up when Blackjack Mulligan, Jimmy Crockett Jr., and Ric Flair bought the Knoxville territory, and you and the wife moved to K-Town, and
yep.
We lived in the same apartment complex, and I beat you in playing aggravation, which, for those who don't know, is a dice and marble game. Which won me, I think, a beer and maybe a couple bags of potato chips. I don't know.
Those dice were loaded.
And it's an aggravating game, isn't it?
We didn't win a lot of money, did we? We had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah, it's one thing when you beat some people, but it's really bad when you beat everybody.
And now you have kind of gone full circle, because now you're kind of back at the grassroots. You're promoting your own shows. You've started, United Wrestling Federation, right?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay. And you've run your first two shows, and you've done over 900 people at both shows, which is is a hell of an opener at any level. And then, what, you got two more? Is it this weekend you got two more coming up?
Next week, February the 10th and 11th, and they are sold out.
All right.
That's excellent for indie show, for, well, any show in that level.
And you're using a lot of TNA talent, but then, you know, with using a few other guys as well. How did you, Hermie Sadler is a NASCAR racer, right?
Right, NASCAR racer.
Yeah, okay. How did you two get hooked up in, say, hey, let's do a promotion? How'd that work?
Well, he came up and said, Dave, you know, I got an idea. And I said, well, what is it? So he told me what it was. And after I'd gotten fired from Vince McMahon, I just weren't all up to that to do it, you know. I couldn't make myself do it. So I told Hermie that, you know, maybe down the line, maybe something would work later, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kept calling me and asking me, and I said, well, let's try it, you know. But I got the shaft down the road so bad, you know, I had a lot of love in this business. And when they did that to me, Les, they just pulled my heart out, man, you know.
I know you have your heart in the business. You worked in it for so long. How long was you with WWE?
25 years.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I knew it was a long time. I didn't realize it was that long.
I knew it was more than 20.
Yeah. I know we're going to have to get around this sooner or later because the people in the chat room are going to. If we don't, was it a political move exactly? I mean, what do you think?
What I think about what?
Was this whole thing political? In other words,
Yeah. They get, you know, Vince bought WCW, and they bought all those guys that have Dave Finlin, Dean Malenko, a whole bunch of them. So they wanted to bring them in there. And as soon as JR stepped up down, they put him in there, John Laurinaitis. So what he does, he goes and put all his boys in there.
Well, kind of like when a new CEO takes over a corporation. So, I mean, it's basically that's what it is, right? I mean, it's putting your own people in place, and a lot of times your track record or whatever doesn't even come into play.
Right.
Which I said, I know you did a good job. I was around there enough. I mean, and I know you enough years and know how you are that you take to heart what you're doing. So, What was this deal with this T-shirt scam? I mean, I've read, you know.
What happened was Earl had went into a T-shirt business with a guy in St. Louis. Earl told him, you don't make any shirts not legal. Everything comes to the office. Mm-hmm. This guy was making a shirt with a WWE emblem on it.
Right.
But
right.
Let me tell you something. They can say what they want to say, but that's not what the real reason was, because they had people were buying those shirts because they looked nice and they wanted to be recognized. That was just a nice excuse to get rid of me and Earl, which I had absolutely nothing to do with the T-shirts, no money in it, no nothing. All I was there to do my job, you know?
Right.
That's the only reason they did that. Let me tell you something. Rich Herring, the lawyer, called me and asked me could I give him a leather jacket. I said, sure. I go and tell a guy, make Rich a WWF leather jacket, I send it to him and give it to him. That's a $300 jacket. He comes down to Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, where it was, to fire me and Earl. Do you think he mentioned that, hey, I got a nice jacket from y'all? No. It's all for one and none for one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why wouldn't he prosecute? Why wouldn't he brought up in the whole thing?
Wow.
That's a tough story. I mean, it really
is.
Yeah,
it really is. Well, you know, it's, and Dave will tell you, he's been in the business a long time, and I mean, you can say whatever you want, you can paint a picture, but it's cutthroat business. I mean, it's that's one of the hazards you know going in, and you deal with it as best you can. Well, it looks like, my friend, that you have landed on your feet, though. It looks, I mean, you start in a good direction with your this whole setup, so apparently you're doing something right.
Yeah, well, these guys trusted me enough to know that I'm not a thief, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I sure wouldn't steal your money. You could check me out in and out before you hired me, check me in and out while you hired me, and you could get the whole deal, you know. I never stole anything from anybody. I always put my family second and put WWF first. was my big problem. And you know what I found that out? Is when they fired me, I woke up and said, who really loves me, you know? You know who it is? My wife, my two daughters, and my two grandkids. That's who loves you.
Mm-hmm. Do you not feel, I mean, do you feel in a way relieved? I mean, you're kind of, I mean, you're your own man now, your own boss. You can think what you think, and you don't have to make up an answer that suits somebody.
Right.
Right? I mean, there's got to be a plus upside to this, but I mean, besides the fact that you started a pretty successful little promotion, but I mean, just for the fact that you don't have to look over your shoulder.
Right. And the nice thing here is, you know what, I was hurt bad, I mean real bad when I left. But it's all going away now. I've got good guys that I can use from TNA. I'm going in and run two shows a month, have a very, very nice crowd, and feel no pressure. Somebody's breathing down my back, and have a good time and a good show.
Well, you know, that you mentioned TNA. We've brought that name up a few times now. We see you stalking around with pad and pencil like Inspector Clouseau on MTV. What are you stalking the pretty girls?
I'm stalking everything.
Are you going to take a more of an on-camera role as this thing goes, or are you allowed to say?
Look, I might end up being a producer up at last. You don't know.
Hey, if you need your grass cut, I'm always looking for work. You know.
I used to cut yours. You remember?
I want to talk about a big memory that I'm sure that you have, and we're talking about the Hulk Hogan Andre the Giant angle. I mean, did you know that it was going to be that big? I mean, was it that big a deal when you were planning it? Then it came out from the audience.
You know, when Vince came to me and he said, you know what? And he says, I've got this big plan. If you want to do it, we'll involve your brother, but this thing will get over like $1 million. He said, the only thing is, I don't want to beat Hogan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what he did, he brought me and Earl up to his house, picked us up at the airport, nice big limousine, picked us up, took us up to his house. We sat down, we talked about it, and came up with a good answer. Yes, we'll do it. Let's do it. So we got ready to leave that night. Vince gives us an envelope, $2,500 bonus for coming up there, you know, which was nice. A handshake was good. You didn't need anything on paper then, you know. So we went down there and got that thing done, and it was the hottest thing ever done in the professional business, I can tell you that. People still talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Not a grocery store or anywhere I can't go and people recognize me or my brother, you know. Which is really, really nice.
Yeah. Rob WFC in the chat room wants to know what your official role is at TNA.
Well, I'm an agent for the Saddlers, and I kind of run their little deal here.
Okay. Mr. Veronica Mars wants to know, how did you get into the wrestling business and why?
Well, I used to cook hot dogs over at the state fairgrounds, cattle building where they used to wrestle. And as soon as I was big enough, I started helping put the ring up and taking it down. And I went to work for Elliot and Carl Murnick. And their dad's name was Joe Murnick. Three of the fine pieces of machine, which was truthful, that you could really trust, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Time I hauled the ring from, say, from Richmond to Raleigh, or Raleigh to Roanoke, or Roanoke to Norfolk. I mean, those guys really took care of me, unless I know you're familiar with those guys.
Sure.
And they were always decent, always pleasant, they took care of you, never cheated you. And that's how we got started in the wrestling.
Raven, I wants to know, do you really write on that pad, or are you just pretending?
Oh, he can write, and he can read, too. I can verify that.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you something. If you could read that pad, brother, I have some serious notes on that thing. You know what I'm saying?
what's your opinion on the return of Sting?
I tell you what, I thought it was great. I talked to Sting. I think he's a wonderful person. That's about probably the third time that I had met him. And the guy looks all real. You could trust him. He really lights my light up, you know?
Mm-hmm. What kind of wrestling do you watch for your own personal enjoyment?
Just regular wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I like good wrestling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
see.
What? Let me ask.
Sure.
Now, what are your projections? Right now, your UWF is just basically around your home area in Virginia, but you have plans to expand, right, and open up and make this more a regional company, right?
Yeah, we're going to go, you know, I got Richmond, I got Baltimore, Washington, D.C., North Carolina, South Carolina, Knoxville, Tennessee, and probably right on in down there until Georgia.
So basically a huge territory as such, except that, and you're going to feature probably the TNA guys off the TV plus some of the better young talent that I noticed. You had Al Snow on one of the shows.
Right.
Yeah, Al's good people.
Al's good people.
Yep.
Exactly. Now, you refereed for a long time, and you were a road agent for a long time, but which do you prefer, and do you miss being a referee at all?
Well, you know, I really do miss being a referee, but I had a knee replacement, and I had an arm replacement. They had to put pins in and stuff to keep it going, so I figured by then I better step down before something happens, I get hurt and have to go back and have it done again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they offered me a job of being an agent, which was really a good job. I didn't love it, but I did it because I wanted to stay in the business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But refereeing was my whole heart. I just couldn't do it because of my knee.
Do you think you might be able to go back to it at some point?
You know what? I like to go back and do some kind of scam match with me and Earl or do something in that, you know, that capacity.
Mm-hmm. Jason wants to know, before you were fired, what were your personal feelings toward Vince McMahon?
Let me tell you something. Vince McMahon was a star in my life. That guy I loved. I loved his family. I loved Shane, his daughter. It was nothing I would do. I would pull him out of the way and take a bullet for him. Mm-hmm. That's how much I loved the McMahon. And to be done like we were done, and Vince wouldn't even come and talk to us. I mean, wouldn't even talk to us. And you got a guy there now that's a liar, a thief, a maggot, whatever you want to call it. I have no respect for John Laurinaitis. He's two-faced. He's no good. He's a snot rag. That's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
And not only me, man, he screwed a lot of people down there.
Well, I've heard a lot of stories about Joe here and there. Don't want to talk about him on the air or nothing like that. Don't want to spread rumors. M80 wants to know if your brother has ever talked to Brett since the screw job.
Yeah, he talked to him in the airport.
Did it go okay?
Yeah, everything was good.
That's good.
Everything was good. You know, all that stuff that happens comes from Vince, man.
Mm-hmm.
It don't come from Earl just going into the ring and doing what he wants to do, you know? You either do it, if you don't do it, you get fired, that's all. So where does it leave you?
Well, you know, that's it, too. I think a lot of people don't look past and decide who's going to support the family.
Yeah, right.
Once you don't have a job, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's... Well, you know, I mean, and it is a job, and most people, oh, you're a professional wrestler. It's like, that's not work. You know, or people, when are you going to get a real job? Well, this is a job, and you're paid to do certain things, and so it's just, you know, and are they all tasteful? No. Are they all to your liking? No. But that's not the point.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, David?
That's right, and I'll have to say that up until right now, there was no greater person than Vince McMahon. A handshake. Verbal talk, it was there. I mean, it was there.
Mm-hmm.
You never worried about it. I'm a man of my word. That's, you know, a handshake. You didn't have to have it in writing. It was just a handshake. And now all that's gone, you know. That's not even any good anymore.
Yeah.
It's a shame because, you know, after 25 years, it's a shame that it had to end like that.
Yep.
I mean, that's...
Especially somebody that gave them everything. I mean, Hunter did a book, and they would call me. I'd work on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Come home Wednesday. Call me Wednesday night. Hey, Hebner, Hunter's got a book signing Friday morning, and you can't make it. Is there any way you can leave Thursday night? I mean, many a night I did that. Many a night. And stay after the show and with him to go to bookstores after that to sign books, you know? How many other agents did it? Did Dean do it? No. Did Finley do it? No. Did Hebner do it? Yeah. The only one. I asked John Leonidas, I says, why is their salary higher than mine? Well, they know finishes. And I said, I guess when I go to Norfolk last week and you run out of $45 chairs and I set up 200, so you got $8,500, but that means nothing, right? Here I am putting butts in seats, and here they are trying to put them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me, well, their job is more important than, your, than theirs. How could it be more important? How much money did they draw? What kind of finishes do they know? Are they packing places? No.
Well, you know, that, there's something, too, and I think all, you know, what is it, all the parts make the whole, and everybody contributes, and that, I think that comes down to where, you know, and again, it's a cold world. I mean, it's finding it hard to say in any other way, but, you know, it's sadly enough, you're not judged on your productivity or whatever. It's, you know, it's kind of like with Pritchard. You know, he was in court. He couldn't do a budget or something, which was one of the things. But, my God, you've got a whole accounting department full of people that can do budgets. How many of them can judge talent?
Mm-hmm.
You know, which was Tom's job. So it's, yeah, it's multitasking, and if you can't do that. So it's, you know, and honestly, it's taking some of the fun out of the business, has it not, David?
Yeah. And Tom Pritchard was one of the finest guys they ever had there, Bruce Pritchard.
Tommy's a class guy. He really is.
Right. And then when Bruce was in charge before JR came in, Bruce was good. Pat Patterson was one of the greatest bookers in there. And a lot of people don't like this guy, but as far as I'm concerned, he was a businessman. And he helped everybody, and people didn't like him, but he was a good man, Bill Watts.
Yeah, Watts is an all right guy. I saw him a couple months ago in October. Cornette and Terry Taylor, and I'm trying to think who else. Anyway, we were on a show out in Tulsa, and Bill came by. And he's got a book coming out.
Yeah.
Next day, I think, isn't it?
The Hebners have got a book coming out, too.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I hope the end of March or the 1st of April.
All right.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You want to know something about wrestling, and you want to know the truth about wrestling, then you buy that book, pal, and you'll know it all.
Did you put me over as the best aggravation player you'd ever dealt with?
I told him that I didn't think anybody that's living could beat you.
Boy, David, you're full of it. I like reading everybody's books because, you know, I've been around when a lot of the things are happening, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So you're expanding the promotion. How many shows you right now? What, run about two, three shows a month? Or are you going to start running everything on a weekly basis?
Well, we're going to run things maybe like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And then let's just go turn around and start booking stuff on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
That's excellent. Is your brother involved in this?
He will be.
Okay. Is he going to referee? Or?
He will be. I got my son-in-law as a referee, and I'm running the show, and I've got Earl's son refereeing for me right now, and I got Earl refereeing for me right now.
Excellent.
All right. That's great. You and I have to get together and see if we can't put some of these camps together.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
All right. Cool.
All right. I want to thank you for being on the show, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
Listen, I'm sorry I let you guys down last week, but I owe you one, and anytime you need one, call me, and I'm more than willing to do whatever you need.
Do you have one of them coffee cans full of money out there on Hebner Lane and send it to me? That's what you could do. David, it's always been a pleasure. It's, you know, and I'll give you a shout here in a day or so, and we can kick around some things.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, tell the wife to say hello.
All right, man. Thank you guys for having me on your show.
All right.
Thank you, Dave.
Good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, buddy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Dave Hebner here on Wrestling Weekly, guys. Doc Young and Les Thatcher with you. Still got Matt Morgan to go. And guess what, Les?
Dun-dun-dun-dun. What? No, that's not Matt Morgan. That's Joe Friday.
It's a pay-per-view weekend.
It is a pay-per-view. Oh, we better get that out of the way then.
So we're going to have to get the old pen paper out.
All right.
And
God, do we have to pick who wins Royal Rumble?
I would like to, yeah, because here's what I'm doing. I'm not keeping like a percentage of what we pick and what we don't because there's too many matches that are like four-way matches and things like that. It's not really fair. I'm just keeping points.
Yeah.
Right now this year I'm ahead 9-6.
Okay.
So we could pick the Royal Rumble. And
so if you're keeping score, I figure you're gonna stay ahead pretty well. But that's okay.
that's
you
all guys,
right.
You guys at home keep score as well.
Okay. Well, I don't know who's. I mean, the Royal Rumble. My God, I don't even know.
They only have a few matches. I mean, they still have SmackDown to go. So they only have a few matches scheduled. But we're gonna try to get some points out of those.
JBL against the Boogeyman.
JBL versus the Boogeyman. We'll start off with that.
I can't imagine JBL losing this thing. I just can't. I know it's the guy's first actual match with anyone of substance, but I don't know. I mean, there may not. It may be a non-finish. You know what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
Throw out, run in, something like where, you know, disqualification, yada, yada, yada. I don't see JBL looking at the lights for the Boogeyman at this point in time.
Okay, so we'll put you with JBL.
Okay.
I'll put a little L there.
Okay.
For Les.
Thank you.
I'm
going to
go.
Doctor.
Yeah. I got a good system going.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to go ahead.
D for Doc, right.
I'm going to go ahead and go with the Boogeyman.
Okay.
They're pushing him pretty hard. I don't think he's lost yet, as far as I know. And I think he would win by DQ or something like that. Somehow he's going to come up.
Okay.
All right. Mickey James versus Ashley with Trish Stratus as the special guest referee.
Well, I can't see Ashley winning if there was. I mean, if you're looking at it from a realistic talent stance,
right?
Because she certainly has none. I mean, not as far as. You know, currently, at this point in time, she's not a good worker.
Right.
So I would be putting Mickey James over, and that would probably might taint the storyline here. I don't know, but I would guess to get Trish more involved is that some way or another, Ashley is going to have to pin Mickey so that then when Trish counts Mickey out, Mickey can throw another hissy.
Mm-hmm.
And say, well, you know, I thought, you know, for all I've done with you, blah, 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 that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Mickey.
You're going to go with Mickey?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, with Ashley.
Okay, I was going to say, you said all that, and now you're going with Mickey?
I laid out the story, and I thought, okay, whatever.
But, no, I totally agree with you 100% on everything you said. Those were the points that I was going to bring up, and that's the same reason I'm going with Ashley as well.
Okay.
World Heavyweight Champion Kurt Angle taking on Mark Henry. Do we have to go through this?
Angle.
Angle.
Angle keeps the belt, sure.
Mark Henry. But they're doing a pretty good job. And like we said, it's the same way they did with the Big Show in Triple H. They brought up Big Show from, what was he, Mid-Carter, just a regular guy, to tag team champion, to beating 2-3 people at once. All this stuff, all this hype. Just to make Triple H look that much better when he beat him, I think that Mark Henry is in the same boat, and that they're doing the same thing with him. Kurt Angle, definitely.
Okay.
Edge versus John Cena. This is going to be a good one.
Well, I think Edge has got to retain. I mean, if he's just a transitional champion, I think he's done a good job of. Again, I'm not into the 45-minute promos necessarily for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And his whole sexual persona and R-rated really is okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he's working hard at it, and he's doing a very credible job. And I just can't see the belt being pushed back without defeating some of that time and effort that's put in. So I think got to go with Edge.
I am... Oh, this is going to be a tough one. This really is a tough one because I don't see Edge going to WrestleMania as the champion.
Okay.
But I don't think they're done with the story yet. Like you said, they'd be doing all this for nothing. We still have February to go, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Edge this time.
Okay.
For that reason. Royal Rumble match. What do you think?
God, everybody's saying Helmsley or, I'm not even sure who the hell's in the thing.
You really could know all 30 people, but, I mean, in reality, there's only about a chance that, like, three of them are going
to
win.
Let me say this, and this is no disrespect to either person, Coach or Jerry Lawler, but when your announcers have a match to see who goes gets the last spot in a Royal Rumble.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid.
it kills the importance of the Rumble.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. It just does, you know.
Lillian Garcia and Maria get mad at each other and go have a match for the Rumble.
Well, how about the ushers? Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of the crew,
the light guy.
Exactly. The sound guy, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I think it's filling time, but it's also, it's not advancing your Royal Rumble status in anyone's eyes and diminishing or at best a lateral movement, if any movement at all.
Yeah. They always got to throw that one oddball in there.
Yeah.
They do it every year. Usually it was a celebrity. You remember Drew Carey coming into the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
They always have to do that every year. And this year, at least, it was an announcer.
gee, Jerry, how you're kind of like a psychic. You knew to wear your wrestling gear tonight that somebody was going to call you out.
I know. That was funny. I thought of you when I saw that.
See,
he stood up on the table.
Know. I mean, well, you know what? And to me, it's are you trying to perpetrate the myth or are you just exposing it?
Mm-hmm.
To me, perpetrating it means that he would have, you know, he could have had his boots on, but he still would have had his slacks and the shirt, whatever shirt he was going to wear, right?
Sure.
And said, so, well, you know, if this is the case, I've got to get dressed. Excuse me.
Yeah.
He steps out for one match. He comes back with his gear on, which he had on underneath the clothes anyway, right?
Yeah, he comes in wearing a big trench coat with
his
gear on.
So now this wasn't all set up, you know, for us to stand on a desk and do Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. You know, it's, again, it's too paint by numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no spontaneity to it. And then that's what sells, you know, that's what draws the people into spontaneity, you know, so.
So who you got for the Royal Rumble?
If you held a gun in my head and said, tell me all 30 guys or you're dead, I'd just say, please pull the trigger. save me the pain. I'll go with Helmsley.
You're going to go with,
yeah.
Okay. I am also, I don't see it any other way.
Yeah.
I don't see any other way at WrestleMania and Helmsley not be in it unless he wants to take time off for the baby or, you know, whatever.
Well,
is probably not even going to be born yet.
When's the baby due?
Who knows? I don't know.
I think Shane's second one, Marissa's second one is due around Mania time. I'm not sure. Stephanie's due later in the year, I believe.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
How pregnant she is exactly.
I don't know. Whenever it's her birthday, you can ask her.
Yeah, I will.
When you call to wish her merry or happy birthday.
That's most of the wrestlers. That's the only time they hear from me.
Yeah. I know.
They're waiting. Doc,
you're,
I knew it was you.
You're an animal.
All right, so next week we'll see who gets the points.
Yes.
And, of course, I'm in the lead.
Next Thursday.
So
we won't see next
Thursday.
That we better remind everybody again. My flighty friend, Doc Young, has moved us to Thursday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., beginning next Thursday.
Yes. We will have special, special guests.
I'm going to have to start putting notes on my wrist like the quarterbacks do.
No, this is it. You're not going to have to remember nothing else.
Audibles at the line of scrimmage.
This is the last time we're moving, I promise.
I've changed my entire viewing habits of primetime television so many times, I'm not sure myself.
Well, we did say, you know, when we moved to Wednesdays, we did say we'll give it a month.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens. It has been a month.
Okay.
It's been pretty good, but there are just too many reasons to not have it on Wednesday nights.
Okay.
Than to have it on Wednesday nights. So we won't.
Here's Doc Young's top 10 reasons for why we're moving to Thursday.
Why we're moving to Thursday. I'll put that up on the website later. Top 10 reasons.
Okay, very good.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and let's get our special featured guest on, Matt Morgan, formerly of WWF. He's now wrestling in New Japan. We're going to be talking to him about that.
And he's doing the Matt and
the Mark and Matt Live.
Yes, Mark and Matt Live.
MarkandMattLive.com.
Whatever.
It's going to be, it is, because it's already on a second episode, a reality show on the internet, and we're going to be talking to him about that too. So, Doc Young, Les Thatcher here with you on Wrestling Weekly. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back right after this with Matt Morgan. Stick around.
We know, you hate this part, but Wrestling Weekly will return after this short break.
Why are you doing this to me?
Hey, do you find that wrestling is more to you than just a passing fancy? Do you need to know more about your favorite wrestler? Do you absolutely have to know all about their history? You, my friend, aren't just passionate. You're obsessed.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
We have a fix for that.
Throw me a freaking bone here. Need the info.
Check out obsessedwithwrestling.com. All the info you need to know about everyone. Located at www.obsessedwithwrestling.com. Histories, title info, bios, aliases, real names.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
If wrestling isn't just a passion, but an obsession, check out www.obsessedwithwrestling.com today.
Now it's time for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, this is Adam Martin from WrestleView.com with some breaking news. For all the latest and greatest in wrestling media, check out a brand new website at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com, the new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows such as WTR Sunday Nights, Wrestling News Live, Monday Night Mayhem, Wrestling Weekly, and Trash Talking Radio. Also, a brand new show that will cover all the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games, not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media, visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. This has been a breaking news update from WrestleView.com. I'm Adam Martin.
Back to you!
Here's the latest news and information on total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip is just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
Brothers and sisters, we're here for one reason and one reason alone.
What's up, gang? The Trey Dog here with my tag team partner,
JFK.
Are you looking for the latest and greatest in wrestling media?
Check out a brand new site, www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
The new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows, such as
Wrestling News Live,
WTR Sunday Nights,
Monday Night Mayhem,
Wrestling Weekly,
and Trash Talking Radio.
Also, a brand new show that will cover the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games. Not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media,
visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Country boys gon' rock and roll. Yeah, the record man's home, it's so you'll never get it on the radio. Well, I'm a crazy son of a
bad word,
but I know I'm gonna make it big and rich. Yeah, I'm gonna let it
www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Doc Young, Les Thatcher, back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. On the line right now, our featured guest for this evening, this week, Matt Morgan. Matt, want to thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me on, guys. How's everything doing?
Good, very good. You mentioned our featured guest, and I'm just thinking, gosh, it's just been a couple years ago when he was just a nice young ex-basketball player trying to be a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Good memory, life, yeah.
You know what? I was in your first episode. I was reading the review on it. You mentioned that JR had told you to come to Cincinnati to go to HWA for that week camp, and I got to think about that. Styles was here. Johnny Riggs, who's down at OVW, was here. Jeter was here.
Yeah, I think Jeter and them came in the week after me. My particular week was what you said: AJ Styles, Lex Levitt, Sonny Siaki,
Tomko.
Oh yeah, Travis Tomko. Seven Mordecai.
Yeah, Bull. Our oh
God,
yes,
that other guy.
There are tons of guys down there, though, now you think about it. Rene Dupree?
Yeah, exactly. And wasn't Sylvain here?
Sly Gagne, I think so, yep.
Yeah. And Sonny's girlfriend or wife? Or?
Yep. Huh,
yeah.
You're right.
So it was quite a crew. You know, while we're on that subject, I was, you know, now you were mentioning that you barely knew how to take a bump. And, Sylvain hadn't been at it too long either.
Who's that?
Sylvain, Sly.
Same exact, yeah. I think he's done it the same amount of time that I had. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. But now, I don't know what your opinion of that whole week was, but I thought, you know, well, here's a guy who was a basketball player, which doesn't equate necessarily into a wrestler, but
right.
But I saw, you know, potential in you, truthfully.
I appreciate it, Les. You and Jim Cornette and a few others, thank you. But, that week I was nervous. It was a nervous wreck, man. I had to get in the ring with, keep in mind, I'm tough enough. I was on Tough Enough, too. And the only thing I had done up to that point in my career, if you want to call it that at that point, was just how to lock up and how to bump. And I was, you know, if you remember, Les, they wanted me to get in the ring, you know, to show everybody that my knee was okay because I had hurt my knee on Tough Enough.
Right.
So that was pretty much my real reason to get down to HWA to show the WWE people that my knee was recouped and ready to go. And I was still in shape and stuff. So, I mean, I had to learn to run the ropes while I was at HWA. You guys all helped me do it in, like, what, a week? Not even 3 days I had to, like, learn how to do this stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I tried as best as I could and just show that I, A, was a fan of wrestling, because you got to admit, Les, I mean, you keep saying I was a basketball player, but, I mean, I was a wrestling fan before I was a basketball player.
Right.
And if you don't know what the hell things are even supposed to look like in there, it's going to make things 10 times harder. So I knew what things were supposed to look like, you know, but then again, it was a whole other ball game getting in there, if you remember, to get in there and try to duplicate what you see on TV.
Right.
And I was saying, I don't know if you remember this part, Les. I had to get in there. Dr. Tom Pritchard put me in a match with AJ Styles. Now, at this point, I was about 360 pounds at that point, bloated out with water, just retaining, just really ridiculously overweight. And I had to get into the ring with AJ Styles, who was a foot shorter than me and probably 200 pounds less than me at the time, and he had to call a match with me in there. And we had to do a match just right on command, you know?
Right.
Just go. Nope. Yeah, and the thing about it was, I didn't know how to do anything, but before I know it, the thing that I remember watching the most was Hulk Hogan's finish. And I shoot him off the ropes, and he's running at me, and the quickest thing I do is just give him a big boot to him, because out of instinct, he bumps, and next thing I know, I'm hitting the ropes, which I just learned the day before how to hit, and I'm dropping the leg on him. And I remember everyone's just dying laughing. And Dr. Tom's like, Matt, at least that you're thinking, and that's the stuff that you're supposed to be doing, and it looked, you know, reminiscent of a wrestler. He goes, so you're going down the right path, you know? So I thought that was funny.
Now, before Tough Enough, you said you'd only known a couple of things. You knew how to lock up?
No. I'm sorry. That was going into this tryout camp.
Oh, okay.
At HWA. What happened was I didn't
get very far in Tough Enough too.
Yeah, two or 3 weeks into Tough Enough too before I tore my medial collateral, my MCL.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned being a wrestling fan before you were a basketball player, but I think one of the things too was that I've over the years have worked with guys who were good soccer players, basketball players, football players, so forth, and they always came in thinking, well, I excelled at this, so I'll excel at wrestling as well.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I see even OVW guys coming in as football players, and it's a whole other. If you're not even a fan of this, it's going to make it a zillion times harder. I mean, I don't even think the guys will get it, the fact that they've never watched wrestling before, to be honest.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not just something you walk into. I was very fortunate to, you know, get to where I've gotten to now as quickly as I can. But it's because I was in places like an HWA or an OVW where these guys, whether it was you or Danny Davis or Jim Cornette, were up my butt, so to speak, excuse the language, about how to do something all day. It was a 24-hour thing. It wasn't just, you know, a couple hours here and there. It was an all day, and then you come back, then I'd go back home and watch and study tape.
Right.
Of wrestling. It wasn't just something you did and just came back the next day and did again. It was something I took home with me. It was notes I was taking. It's more than a job.
But then that's also one thing from the high-level basketball, college basketball, the being able to focus.
Right.
And lock yourself in. That you did bring with you into the wrestling business.
Thanks, Les. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's the same with Jindrak. Looking at abs and all. You know,
that dude's got abs you're not even supposed to have. But go ahead.
What would Mark be without his abs, now truthfully?
A second rate basketball player. I hope he's listening.
the Matt and Mark Live thing.
Mark and Matt Live.com show?
Yeah.
It's a pretty damn good show is what it is. It's a reality show, and it's a real reality show. What I mean by that is it's not one of these, you know, phony baloney shows that stage things, you know, like, today we're going to go to the beach and just, you know, shoot you guys. It's not like that. We do our everyday activities and tape it. It's taped by, we have a camera crew that follows us around. Wherever we go. If I go to the gym, it's being taped. If I go tan, you'll see my big ass trying to fit in a tanning bed. If I go, when I'm in Japan, you'll see me try to fit in little bathrooms in Japan, which I can't even stand in them. It's hysterical. I can get maybe 1 foot in the bathtub in my Japanese hotels.
Are you being taped?
Literally.
Are you being taped right now?
Right now I'm being taped, right now, yeah.
Okay.
I always do, when I do these interviews, they're being taped. When I wrestle, it's being taped.
Make sure this part gets on the air.
And go ahead.
And plug our shit, yeah.
WrestlingWeekly.com, thank you.
Yeah, Doc, he'll send you a bill for that.
This interview, what was that?
I said, Doc will end up getting a bill in the mail from you guys. For the advertising.
Nice.
So you guys are in, you're in New Japan Pro Wrestling?
Yes.
With Mark?
Yes, me and Mark, actually they had us tagging a little bit out there recently. At first they brought me over, and they put me over, so they really did a good job with me, booking me. You know, they brought me in the way that you bring in a giant. Unless you'll agree with this, the best way to bring in a giant is bringing him over and, either introducing him slowly into a program, or boom, you know, pyro and all, ta-da, here he is, the 7-foot giant guy.
Yeah.
Introduction, and that's the route they took with me, the second of the two, and I got to work against a guy named Yuji Nagata, who is an extremely talented and over wrestler there in New Japan, and since I beat him in that match, you know, they've really been pushing me over at New Japan, and then my last tour, they booked me in tag matches, because they do a lot of tag matches over there.
Right.
And they put me together with Mark, and it's just a really, really good tag team. I mean, we're good friends, for one, and we both know what the other one's thinking, which makes it 10 times easier. You know, we don't second-guess ourselves in the ring when we're tagging, and it's really good, because we're both doing athletic things that we weren't really allowed or supposed to do when we were with the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a guy that can do a moonsault off the top rope. That's not, in WWE's world, a giant shouldn't be doing that, and I definitely understand that way of thinking, but what makes me, you know, in my character, you know, I'm the blueprint Matt Morgan, That is something that the Blueprint would do, for instance, is things that normal seven-footers don't do.
Right.
You know, if I can drop kick and the situation is right, it's going to be done. If there's a situation for me to do a moonsault or something off the top rope or walk across the top rope, I get to do it there. And if you know, if I'm doing stuff like that, you can only imagine what Jindrak's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, we got this really cool move where I'll pick the guy up in a spinebuster position. And, actually, I take it back. I'll put him up in a powerbomb position even. And Mark will drop kick the guy. I'm 7 foot tall. The guy's getting drop kicked. He's still, keep in mind, by Jindrak. And then I'll do a powerbomb out of that. It's pretty damn cool.
Yeah. Well, then you I don't know if you've ever seen any old films of him or anything. You know who Don Leo Jonathan is.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Now, I remember first seeing him walk the top rope. And,
yeah.
Doc, this is a guy at 6'9", right, and close to 300 pounds, could do nip-ups, walk the top rope, drop kick. I've seen him set a heel up.
Could he nip up? I didn't know that. Cool.
Yeah, he could set a heel up in on the top turnbuckle in the corner, step back, and drop kick the guy in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to see that back, you got to realize this was back in the 60s when I saw this.
Jeez.
You know, it was like, whoa. I mean, that was,
That's way ahead of the time. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But, yeah, that's, and what was your first time over in Japan, the difference between the work rate and the style, which is more basics there than it is here?
Yeah, I actually got to wrestle.
Yeah.
I wasn't involved in a two-minute, you know, kill this guy match. See how many times I could powerbomb them through a table match. You know, I got to actually go and wrestle and show the athleticism that I have. You know, that is one of the things, if you remember about me last when I first started, was that's the one thing I always had going for me. It was, I was a quick study, but I was also very athletic. And unfortunately, when I had my time in WWE, and I was very thankful for it, don't get me wrong, but at times it felt like my hands were tied, so to speak, on what athletically I was able to do in the ring.
Right.
And you know, it goes against the grain sometimes. You know, they tell you, you know, a giant is, you know, you're supposed to work this way. Well, if we all worked one way, then guess what? We wouldn't stick out from one another. Then I would just be another Big Show or another Kane. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but you want to be different. You do want to make your mark in the business. Otherwise, well, how do you do it?
And how do they want you to be different? By stuttering.
That's actually it. That was the Achilles heel. That's exactly how it was felt to me, actually. Just how you said it.
And
I swear to God.
How ridiculous is that, though? I mean, how bummed were you when they gave you that?
You want to know what? I was in a mask, actually, in OVW at that point. So that was actually good news to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. I think that's at least softened me up with it. By having me a mask for 6 to 8 months, and then, you know, I got to talking with Vince about it, and he's the one who sold me on the idea, and he made it sound great, and it was cool, but it just wasn't cool for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was thankful for the opportunity, but it wasn't the right opportunity. And Les will tell you, that's what you need in the business. It's not an opportunity, but the right opportunity.
You know, I think, Matt, with a lot of these things, like whether it's stuttering or the doofus thing on Julian Hall's face or whatever it happens to be, is they're so adamant about pushing it down your throat that it's obvious, and so you're more resistant than you would be if you were approached with it subtly.
Yeah, a little hokey, yeah.
Yeah. It's, and I think that's become a game with especially the Internet fans now. It's like, oh, you want, we're reading here, you want seen over? Okay, well, we're going to boo him. Right? It becomes a game. It's not so much whether they really like you or dislike you, it's like they're trying to pull strings, you know, like, okay, you're going to be the puppets instead of us.
You're right.
You know, and it's honestly, it's a bad situation because these young writers up there actually don't know how to deal with it because they've never been in that situation.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. You're right, Les. That's actually a pretty good point.
I got one more question before we get to the chat room questions.
Yeah.
You know, it's been all around the Internet, what's going on with your arrest and stuff like that.
Les got jokes, huh, Les? Les, Wayne, I see this is an 812 area code. You're not too far away. I'm in Louisville. You're not too far. Go ahead, man.
But I just wanted to know, how much can you talk about that? You know,
legally, I mean, well, be honest with you, anybody who knows me knows that, you know, A, I've never been arrested. I've never even been arrested before. I've never been in trouble with the law. I'm actually a pretty damn good citizen here in Louisville. I give a lot of my time to charity, and this is the exact, like, antithesis of what I am, of what this rumored arrest was about. So, All I can tell you legally is that anybody who knows me knows this is the furthest thing from the truth, and I'm still handling it in court and just going through the court, the judicial system for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I will be fully exonerated. I have no doubt about that. I mean, otherwise I'd be up a creek, you know. I'd be pretty worried about it. I mean, I'm able to go to Italy and wrestle. I went to, you know, to TNA just last weekend, you know, the day after it happened. So, I mean, it just shows you I didn't even, you know, have to stay overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It is a joke. But here in Kentucky, it's a Commonwealth state. What that means is if it's a he versus she said story, they're going to believe the she until it's dragged out into court. That's just the way it works here. They protect the public here in, what was the other Commonwealth states? Virginia, I think Massachusetts as well. I'm not positive about that. But that's what I was informed by my lawyer about.
Mm.
That's the only reason that this happened.
Uh-huh.
But the actual event, no, I did not impersonate an officer. No, this is somebody who's trying to take a young athlete and trying to make a payday out of it, and it's not going to work.
All right.
I thought when they said he's stalking a woman, impersonating an officer, I said, my God, Mark. That's not really
bizarre. Well, I mean, unless the situation, you know, I mean, it was 3 p.m. in the afternoon on a busy intersection, and it was a traffic incident, is all I can say,
yeah,
legally. But, I mean, I'm sitting there wearing a tank top in my Lincoln Navigator with 22-inch rims. I mean, I don't know what kind of undercover police drives in one of those. unless I was posing as Manila Gorilla undercover, I don't know what the hell.
I think Ice-T drives that on Law & Order or something.
Yeah, so I have no idea. This is just somebody, like my lawyer said, trying to cash in on somebody who they think has money.
Edgehead in the chat room wants to know what you think about your fellow Tough Enough alumni, Kenny, in TNA now.
How come I keep getting asked that in every interview? If Kenny, if you're listening to this and you keep calling in these interviews that I'm doing and asking, trying to get yourself over, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm joking. Kenny's good. Kenny on Tough Enough, I thought he was going to win it, actually. I thought he was pretty damn athletic. I've never seen him in the ring since. I have no idea. I know he does some matches for TNA. But I'm interested to see what he can do. I've seen him a couple of times,
yeah,
but I'm interested to see what he does in TNA.
He's got a lot of potential, I think.
He's very athletic.
He was working out at Scott Casey's school in Vegas. I had a chance to work with him out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a couple of times. You know, the only thing that I told him, though, and, you know, I was ribbing it halfway, but serious, I said, them damn baggy basketball pants. I said, you've got legs. Show them. But because you're not a big guy to begin with, and it adds to your size by letting them see the shape of your legs, you know.
I had another question for you. What did you think about Jackie Gato when you first came in there?
Into where? Tough Enough?
Yeah.
Not much. Just thought she was a nice girl and I thought she had potential. I thought, you know, anybody that had any kind of look had the potential to win it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought, but when I looked at Linda Mile, that's the one who I knew was going to win. I knew from the girl division that she would win.
Yeah.
Because at the time I thought one guy and one girl would be picked.
Right.
And so I thought I would win it. Between me and Jake, and then for the girls, between Jackie and Linda.
Yeah, that was quite a swerve, actually, when they came out with two girls and everybody felt ripped off. I kind of felt ripped off myself just watching it,
yeah.
And that was just me.
You know, we were talking about TNA earlier. Let me throw this in real quick. Obviously, you're down there doing more than just socializing. Is there a chance that you may be working there in the near future?
That's one good question. I went down there, obviously. I went down there to talk, and I enjoyed my time there. The guys there are great. The workers there are great. I'm excited about the possibility of going there. You know, but legally and technically, there's nothing been signed right now, no. But, you know, we'll see. You just got to keep watching TNA to find out. Don't want to let too much go out there, then it's no surprise, is it?
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Les, you stole my next question.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Veronica Mars wants to know who you
are. Mr. Veronica Mars?
Mr. Veronica Mars.
Brother, come on, get your chat room names up, guys. Come on.
It says, who are your favorite Japanese wrestlers?
Yuji Nagata, the first guy I got to wrestle. He's like the Triple H of New Japan. This guy is good in every facet of the business. Let me see, Yuji Nagata, a guy by the name of Tanishi, and Brock Lesnar.
All right.
He's the champ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At some point, you guys may get to work against each other over there, too.
Well, right now, like WWE did, they have me and Mark kind of we're considered outsiders along with Brock.
Yeah.
Gaijin.
So, there you go. We're Monster Gaijin.
All right.
EL wants to know, do you see yourself going back to WWE sometime down the line?
Not anytime soon. I don't. A lot of things have to change. I mean, not a lot, but certain things would have to change as far as they booked me. That's basically all I would care about, is how I would be booked, and I would definitely have a lot more. I need to have more of a hand on how I'm being booked. Because as a 7-footer, as a giant in this sport, in this business, you need the right way to be introduced. Luckily, the stuttering character didn't last too long. My first run with Team Lesnar, that was actually a longer run. I did that for about 8 or 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little bit longer of a run, and people, you know, think I was a stutterer and everything, but they also know the other part of it. So luckily, people won't just brand me, you know, the 7-foot stutterer.
Right.
And I was able to take it back, so to speak, when I got released and get it out of people's minds. So when I do something, or if I do something with them one day, you know, there'll be another way to reintroduce me without the stuttering head hurting my future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so definitely to answer this question easier, you know, I'll definitely have to have the right kind of, I don't want to say gimmick because I just had a gimmick, but you know what I mean.
Right. Jim Cornette had said a few years back that you were a future world champion.
Yep.
Do you think you'll achieve that one day?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I have no doubt in my mind.
EL had that question in the chat room. I want to give him credit for that.
EL?
EL.
EL, you're getting your credit.
That's his chat room name.
Not Mr. Veronica Mars.
Not Mr. Veronica Mars.
That's weak.
Now they're still debating over what's Commonwealth and what's not. Massachusetts is a Commonwealth, they said.
Yeah,
it is or isn't.
It is.
Massachusetts, Commonwealth. Yes.
Are you legitimately 6'10"?
I'm legitimately 6'11", actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend of mine that we have in common, Scott. You probably know him, Scott Crying.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said he felt like a little child standing next to you. He said,
that's what everyone does say though when they meet me in person. That I'm a lot bigger than they expect.
He said, "Oh, that Matt, I like him, but he makes me feel like a little kid." Matt, I want to thank you for being on the show. And
thank you for having me, guys.
Don't forget to check out Matt's stuff. I'm going to pimp it out for you. www.matt-morgan.org and www.markandmattlive.com is where you can see the Mark and Matt live show.
Hey, give that Jindrak my best, if you will, Matt. And
I definitely will.
And I'm just an hour and a half up the road. Jump in your Navigator with the 22-inch wheels and come up.
There you go, Les.
Come up and have lunch with me one afternoon.
I would love to, Les.
All right, man. Please do.
Thank you guys very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Right,
thank you, Matt.
Take care, Leslie. All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Matt Morgan here on Wrestling Weekly. Good interview, that guy.
Yes.
Good talker.
He's a good talker, yeah. Good athlete, too. He really is.
Well, that's going to about wrap things up for our last Wednesday show. Want to repeat it one more time. Next week we are moving to Thursday.
At 8.
At 8 Eastern.
Standard time, right?
8 Eastern, yes.
8 to 10. So, everybody, if I have to change my primetime viewing habits, so do you.
Yes, it's either prime time or get to bed on time for Les Thatcher.
Doc's just actually wondering, see if all of us are paying attention. That's actually why.
So please follow us to Thursday nights.
Yes, if I'm not here, it'll be because I was on the air Wednesday night and forgot. So
I do want to thank the guys at Pillar to Post Live. They're the ones that pretty much helped us get this time slot, this new time slot.
Right.
Pillar to Post Live is moving into our spot. So it's p2plive.com. They're moving to...
And I'm on their show tomorrow night, I think, at 9:15.
Yes, they are moving to Wednesdays at starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, starting next week.
All right, this way I can go to bed earlier, too, right?
Exactly.
This is why we're
doing the whole thing, just so you can get to bed early.
Okay. Any indication who's going to launch with us next Thursday?
I got some people in mind, but you're going to have to check out the website.
Okay.
And,
it's been a good one. I'm going to bail and grab a bite to eat, rewind the DVR, and see what's happening in the world of television.
Excellent. Check out what Les is up to every week at lesthatcher.com and epwt.com. That's the Elite Pro Wrestling Training Seminars. You'll get to see at epwt.com the next seminar, and you can also buy the book, his book, that he wrote along with Harley Race and Ricky Steamboat. It's called The Professional Wrestler's Instructional and Workout Guide.
At your local bookstore.
Yes, you can get it at the local bookstore. You can get it over at epwt.com. And find bookstores everywhere.
Yes.
Also, I want to thank Wrestle Talk Radio for their help tonight. Thank you, guys. Tim Stein, you're the man. You helped me a lot tonight. Also want to thank, of course, ObsessedWithWrestling.com. They're the men combined, if you will.
The who what?
They're the men.
Oh, yes, the men behind us.
Over at wrestling, or over at ObsessedWithWrestling.com. So next week we'll see you on Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern. Be there, guys. Doc Young.
All right, Doc, and we'll see who wins the picks for the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
All right, I'm out of here, too.
All right, Doc Young and Les Thatcher. Bye-bye, guys. See you next week.